Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We're checking in with the great people at Stratford Public Library. Alita Lemieux is on the line. Good morning, Alita.
Good morning, Jamie.
Alita, it's great to check in once again. Of course, we have our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Perth Pride. And what have you selected for us, Alita?
This month, I've reviewed an adult fiction title called Roses in the Mouth of a Lion by Bushra Raymond.
Okay, Alita, I know you've got a review for us, and we'll chat, of course, about it, but take it away.
Thanks. So this author, by the way, is a Pakistani-American author from Queens, New York, and this book is a slow-paced, character-driven coming-of-age story set in New York in the 1980s. It's inspired by the classic book A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith. Our main character is Razia Mirza. She's 12 at the beginning of the book and 15 by the end. Razia grows up wearing shalwar kameez, reading Quran, and getting into scrapes with her friends in the grapevine-tangled yards of Corona, Queens. When a family rift drives Razia and her best friend Saima apart, Razia starts hanging out with a new friend, Taslima. The two begin rebelling, getting their hair cut, listening to Billboard American Top 40, and wearing thrift store finds to school. Then Razia is accepted to a prestigious high school in Manhattan, and she falls for a female classmate. At this point, family and community expectations really conflict with Razia's desire to live her own truth. Roses in the Mouth of a Lion is a heartbreaking story of female friendship, community, queer love, and going your own way.
Sounds interesting. What did you think of the book, Alita?
Well, personally, I do enjoy a good coming-of-age story, and this one does not disappoint. It's got lots of 80s nostalgia, which is fun. Razia is obsessed with the singer George Michael. Kids are running around in jelly shoes, so that's a lot of fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. And it's and it's described as adult fiction, but as you say, lots of 80s memories and more with something like this.
Yeah. It's a pretty serious book. Like, there's some funny incidents in it. But Razia's parents and her friend's parents work incredibly hard to make ends meet and find their way in America, while keeping a firm grip on many of their Pakistani Muslim traditions. And at times, this culture clash weighs heavily on Razia, adding a layer of complexity to her teenage angst. There are also episodes of pretty grim violence and some implied sexual abuse, too. So just a heads up for readers. There are also a lot of Urdu words in the text. For some people, that's going to provide a really immersive experience. For others, that might be a bit of a stumbling block.
Okay, well, it's always an immersive experience with Stratford Public Library. So the novel is Roses in the Mouth of a Lion. Are there physical copies available?
Yeah, we've got one physical copy. It's available in our adult fiction section right at Stratford Public Library.
All right, and you can check out splibrary.ca for more details. With more events coming up, Alita, we've got a big one that's fast approaching.
Yeah, so this weekend, Saturday, August 10th from 10 to 12, we have a maker fair going on at the Stratford Mall. It's open to all ages, particularly 7 and up is kind of the target range. There's no registration required. There are going to be Tinkercad demos, robots, vinyl stickers, geometric bubbles, a gravity maze game, and more. So lots of cool stuff. Go on and check it out and catch the maker bug spirit.
Well, the maker space with Stratford Public Library is so awesome. So this maker fair is going to be terrific. So that's coming up for this Saturday. And what's the time on that again?
10 to 12.
And is it pre-registration or just show up and enjoy?
Just show up and enjoy.
And you certainly will. With more happening, my gosh, we're well into August now. So again, the summer reading programs continue.
Yep, we still have the TD Summer Reading Club going on for kids. Lots of drop-in programs for children and families throughout the week until August 16th. And we've got the STAR Summer Reading Challenge for adults ongoing as well. And you can find out lots more on our website, splibrary.ca.
Always lots of fun, again, with Stratford Public Library. But again, check out Roses in the Mouth of a Lion. That's the selection for the month of August with Stratford Public Library, the Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Perth Pride. Alita Lemieux. Alita, always a pleasure, and thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jamie. Take care.